USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he'll meet Sunday with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken. His announcement comes as Russian forces attack a steel plant in Mariupol. The Kremlin says it is attacking the last pocket of resistance there, but otherwise it has captured the port city. Ukrainian officials say there are about 2,000 troops inside the plant, with civilians sheltering in an underground tunnel. Satellite photos from Maxar Technologies reveal what appears to be a second mass grave site near Mariupol that has prompted Ukrainian accusations that Russians are trying to conceal the slaughter of civilians in the city. No response from the Kremlin on the photos. French President Emmanuel Macron has the lead going into Sunday's runoff election over rival Marine Le Pen. He would be the first French president in two decades to win a second term if he's successful. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.